Hey everyone, welcome to Untreated, a new podcast hosted by me, Sharona. This is my very first podcast ever, and I have no idea what it's all going to look like. My hope with this podcast is just to share my experience with being a recovering addict and also share my experience growing up in a super dysfunctional home that left me with tools that simply do not serve good purpose in my life today. A lot of grace and years of work have helped me function normally in society for the most part. And for that, I am very, very grateful. My intent is to share my boots on the ground experience with not only being enabled to stay sick, but how later in life, I enabled others to do the very same thing. I was untreated at that time, and I see a lot of, quote, untreatedness in the Santa Cruz community. Drug addiction is rampant everywhere, as we know. But since I live in Santa Cruz, I will be addressing specifically what I see here. Please know that I am sharing my own experiences. I do not represent recovering people as a whole, and I will try to stick to my experiences and not share too many opinions. So, addicts are some of the most selfish people you will meet. I was a selfish, self-serving asshole when I was using. Was I lovable? Absolutely. And I used that to manage and manipulate many people around me. My parents, my significant other, my friends, employers. I put myself in situations where I constantly needed to be rescued, and I had a host of rescuers. My rescuers were coming from a good space. They were coming from love. They were well-intended but misguided. And they thought they were doing the very best thing for me. What they were doing, however, was putting a buffer between me and my consequences and enabling me to continue self-destructive behavior to the point where I almost died. It was only when they started saying no, when they stopped enabling me, that I had to face the fact that I needed to stop doing what I was doing and seek help. In other words, I had to hit bottom. This certainly didn't happen overnight, but eventually I sought treatment and have followed this path to recovery, to where I am today with 27 years clean, one day at a time. I have also been in that space of enabling others to the point where it created way more harm than good. At the time, I just didn't have the tools necessary to treat the situation differently. I went to what I knew. I thought I could control the outcome of another person's behavior. I did exactly what was done for me. I tried putting a buffer in between them and the natural consequences of their behavior because I was so terrified of what might happen. And in my efforts to protect one person, someone else I really loved was harmed. So I get it. I really do. I get what it feels like more than anything to want to protect people from harm. There is this part of me inside that just wants everyone to be safe and happy. And that's so okay to want that for others. It's even okay to assist them in getting there. But I need to pay attention to what the nature of my intent is. Am I only okay if you are? Am I working harder than you are to make sure you got your shit handled? Am I playing rescuer? Is this even my job? These are questions I have needed to ask myself over the years.
You're listening to Sharona and Untreated on the Santa Mirna Podcast Network.
So why am I telling you guys all of this? Well, it's because I see this dysfunction spread far and wide throughout Santa Cruz. There are individuals out there that think addicts should be treated differently because of their addiction. I see people defending addicts over and over again on social media pages. Some people have actually said addicts should not be held accountable for crimes committed while trying to feed their addiction because they're sick. So let's look at this, okay? Say we have two people, one in the throes of their addiction, the other one just some asshole that wants things they aren't willing to work for. Both of them do smash and grabs on cars. They may steal a couple of bikes, boost a couple of surfboards. Maybe while doing these things, they get caught by a homeowner, a scuffle ensues, and the homeowner is hurt. Should that addict really be treated differently? Should the non-addict be held to a higher standard? Of course, in Santa Cruz, neither of these idiots would do any time, but you get what I'm saying, right? Addicts are indeed sick people, but treating us differently for crimes committed is only reinforcing bad behavior. We're not babies in need of swaddling. We're not helpless. We need to be held accountable for our behavior. Treating us differently only feeds the disease. And I could be wrong, but those that want to treat us differently could very well be feeding into their own sickness, their own untreatedness. Maybe they have someone they love that's an addict, a parent, a spouse, a child, a friend, or a sibling. It hurts. Trust me, I know. Trust me. These well-intentioned but misguided people may be trying to fill a void that was left by someone else in their life. And I want you to know that you're not alone, and there is help out there for you should you want it. I also see a lot of dysfunction with our syringe services program that's run by the county. Let me be clear. I am pro-needle exchange. I support a true one-to-one exchange. And the county claims that is what they're doing, but I know different. I have a dear friend who is now clean, who used to go into the syringe services program empty-handed and walk out with 30 needles. He would simply tell them some bullshit excuse about the cops taking his needles or whatever, and they would simply give him more. That is not incentive to bring back your needles and get new ones. Also, I've spent many weekends with friends cleaning up garbage around the San Lorenzo River, around parks and forests, and it picked up hundreds of needles. This is over the course of like the last 5 years or so. I've posted pics on Facebook, and there have actually been people that have claimed we planted the needles. And to you, I say, fuck off, truth deniers. What could possibly be anyone's motive to do something like that? And why would anyone make an accusation like that? It's so weird to me. So do I think all the discarded needles are from the county? Probably not, because needles are available from pharmacies. But as an addict, I know this. If I can get something for free and have more money available for dope, I'm going to go get something for free. And I'm also more likely to go somewhere where I am surrounded by other people doing the same thing than into a well-lit pharmacy that has, well, a bunch of like normal people in it. That would just be too uncomfortable for me. I also see dysfunction in people that say we should have, quote, safe injection sites. I'm trying to picture myself in a facility with my drug of choice and have no consequences for doing that very illegal drug of choice. People that are pro-safe injections say that treatment will be discussed with the clients. When? Before they fix? I know for me, I would tell you anything you would want to hear just so you would leave me the hell alone and I could get high. After they fix, good luck. Instead of investing time, money, and resources into assisting people in committing suicide on the installment plan, how about we have more treatment options? The window of opportunity for an addict to be willing to get help is so small. They need a truly safe place to land, a place where people can tell them, here's a new way to live. You never, ever have to suffer from active addiction again if you don't want to. They need a place to detox, to get fed, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. They need somewhere to heal, not stay sick. I could be wrong, but I really feel that these facilities slam that window of opportunity shut, and that is so sad to me. And for those of you out there that have no working knowledge with recovery but think you know what's best for the addict, I challenge you to do some serious self-examination here. Maybe stop for a minute. Give the "but studies have shown" dialogue a rest and ask yourself if you're really qualified to be doling out advice on something you have no hands-on experience with. What's going on with you? Are you swilling a bottle of wine while putting together your basket of needles and fix kits for the addicts that are living outdoors? Are you an elected official that is more concerned with being right than doing the next right thing? Does this polish your ego in some way? Do you really think you can fix someone else? Are you coming from some wounded space and looking to heal that through fixing someone else? I encourage you to talk to people in recovery. Don't ask them what they think. Ask them what their experience is. Ask them what it was like for them and how it is now. I am not saying that the studies are bullshit. I'm just saying that there are multiple layers to all of this. And if you are not speaking to people in recovery that have been there and done that, you are missing out on an incredible resource. We are blessed to have a thriving recovery community in Santa Cruz County. Okay, so I guess that's it for now. I hope to do more of these. I have a few friends I would love to have join me. Be safe, everyone. And if you want help, just know there are many paths to recovery. Whether it's addiction and alcoholism for you or for someone you love, just find the path for you and embrace it. Peace.